From the Financial Times in London, I'm Hugh Carnegie, and this is FT News. Britain's ancient system of patronage for the ruling elite has come under renewed scrutiny after David Cameron showered honours and titles on his political allies shortly after he suffered a humiliating defeat in the referendum to leave the European Union that forced him from office. Janan Ganesh, the FT's political columnist, has some strong views on the issue. Janan, you've portrayed Theresa May as a Puritan leader who can come in and clean up this slightly tainted system of honours we have in Britain.
Yeah, not just the system of honours, but also peerages and public appointments, which people in the establishment often use to featherbed themselves and each other. And to the extent that personality is destiny, I think Theresa May's personality is quite a what in England historically would be known as a roundhead personality. She's quite Puritan, ignores the limelight. She did not become Prime Minister by networking and building contacts amongst the rest of the British establishment. And I think that equips her to take on this system of what I call this week soft corruption.
But how bad is the problem? You've described Britain's ruling elite as having governed quite successfully over the last 20, 30 years.
I absolutely don't think that the British elites are incompetent. I think they've done a good job with the country in technical terms over my lifetime, and I'd much rather have them than elites in many other countries, even in Western democratic countries. That does not give them an entitlement, however, to use public honours or public money to make life easier for themselves in a way which is now so natural that they themselves can't see anything wrong with it. And I would stress that soft corruption is better than hard corruption, but it still has become something that we're complacent about. And I thought the ultimate demonstration of that was the insouciance from Cameron and the people around him when he made those appointments and he gave those peerages just a few weeks ago.
So what do we actually need to do to change the system?
Theresa May's obvious place to start, given what was in the news recently, is the honours system. I think honours should be something that you give to people who have performed outstanding public service, which was itself very difficult. So political advisers don't count because they get paid a good salary. They have a lot of prestige and influence in their jobs. And a civil servant shouldn't be given honours, I don't think. They have near perfect job security. They have a lot of influence over ministers. They have very nice pension plans, or at least used to. I don't think they deserve honours. Honours should be restricted to outstanding performers in charity and other sectors. But the Lord is much tougher to reform simply because it has a vote on whether it survives or not. And they will fight tenaciously to protect the institution as it currently exists. But a vision of a smaller, more democratic, if not entirely democratic Lords, I think will be compelling given how large and unwieldy the organisation has become at the moment.
It's some years now since Tony Blair tried to reform the Lords. What happened and why didn't it work?
He did make quite a bit of progress. So until 1999, I think, there were lots and lots of hereditary peers, people who had their seats and were able to vote on legislation because of who their parents were. That has now almost completely been eliminated. There's about 90 left, I think, and they'll eventually be phased out. But it's still an undemocratic Lords. It used to be aristocratic, but it's still undemocratic. There's no mandate there at all. And these are people who actually have a vote on legislation that goes through in this country.
The Tories haven't evinced a huge amount of enthusiasm for an elected Lords. Do you think Theresa May, the roundhead, the Puritan, would go down that route?
There's actually a mixed feeling among Conservatives. A lot of them do fancy at least a partly elected Lords. I think George Osborne always fancied a totally elected Lords. I think that a parliamentary coalition could be built to do it. The problem begins when you try to introduce the legislation, the Lords performs a rearguard action very tenaciously, makes the arguments about expertise, makes the argument about do you want party hacks and donors there? Of course, they're already there. And that can be quite a slog to get past. And she has the distraction of Europe, which is going to be the big theme of her premiership. So not for a minute is this easy, but I think it's morally compelling.
Janan, thank you very much indeed.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.